album. Do you know what the pink tax is? It's not actually a tax on the color pink or anything like that. It's basically the code name of products that are directly marketed to girls or women, and I mean from girls' toys all the way up to women's personal items, that basically account for a stunningly disparate difference in the prices of similar things for guys. Anything from a few percent difference in toys for boys versus girls to 12, 15% difference in cosmetic products or hygiene products or things like that. What is this all about? Andrea Warrock is a consumer retail expert and is on the line with us right now. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I have to admit that I was ignorant about this. I don't do a lot of buying of female products, or when I do, I just write it off to, well, that's what they cost. But this is a pretty disturbing thing in terms of how across the board it is. It would be one thing if all the cost difference was, well, women's cosmetics are expensive. But when you see that girls' toys are more expensive than boys' toys, you begin to notice a pattern here.
We definitely notice that there is a pattern where it seems like products that are marketed specifically to females do cost more in certain categories. And it certainly can be a little disheartening to make this realization, but I think, as you mentioned about yourself not realizing it, I don't think a lot of people do realize it. So it's definitely important to bring it to light and, you know, talk about it and, you know, also find ways to save, but hopefully make it known to the companies that we don't really want to accept that.
Why do you think there is a 4% average difference between girls' clothing and boys' clothing? Women's clothing, 8% more than men's. Girls' toys, on average, 7% more than boys' toys. What's behind all this?
You know, when it applies specifically to clothing, to beauty products, to personal care items, companies understand, and they've done a lot of market research. They spend a lot of money to figure out what drives women to make purchases and spend money, and they realize that women are willing to spend more to make themselves look good, to feel good, and that will be, you know, clothing and personal care items. When it comes to girls' toys, you know, you're looking at the toys that are like, you know, the dolls and dress up and those types of things, which kind of fits into that same idea as I just mentioned.
But it doesn't cost any more to make a plastic Barbie doll than it does to make a Buzz Lightyear, does it?
Well, exactly. And I think that's the problem that I have, that you have, and that everyone should have with the fact that this is happening. So, you know, these companies, they'll claim that it does cost more, that, you know, certain beauty products might have an added fragrance. But when it boils down to it, they're just trying to get people to get more dollars out of every consumer, and if that means targeting females, that's what they're doing.
Hmm. So you say, I was looking at this story here, that women's razors are more expensive than men's razors?
Right, and you know what I find about what's so interesting about this is basically the same product. You know, if you look at those disposable razors, they just look different. One's pink, one's blue. And so this is something that you probably wouldn't notice because the women's products are in a different aisle than the men's products. So it's not like comparing a brand, one brand to another, where they might be sitting on the same shelf. You'll have no idea that you're spending more on these types of items.
Right. I think what you just said is probably the way that this continues to be perpetuated, because men rarely go down that aisle. And women don't go down the aisle for the guys that often either, although I would say women tend to shop for the family probably more than men. They probably are realizing this difference You know, they go to get shampoo for themselves, and right. then they go get their husband's shampoo, and look on the side, and it's basically made of the same chemicals, and you're paying for more because there's a beautiful woman on the front. And as you say, women are willing to pay more to because it's like there's this association. If you want to look good, you got to pay money. Whereas guys, it's like, I don't care. You know, just
give me
my hair
right.
clean.
Right, just give me that.
Right, exactly. And I bet you that most of the women who are shopping for the whole family and they're picking up something for their husband or their son that's cheaper – they probably don't even realize. They probably just assume that what they're buying for themselves has some added benefit that is specifically targeted for a female that is supposed to cost more. And so they probably just don't even, you know, take the time to compare or to make that realization that they're spending more for no reason.
So this is why my wife is using my razor all the time instead of her. Is that what's going on here now?
Yeah, so she's really savvy, let's say.
She's saving money for your family, Kenny. You
it hurt my face when I used my razor.
Do you think there'll be any action taken? I mean, what can, you know, I suppose the companies would just say, well, then don't buy the product if you don't want it.
Well, and exactly. And if they're not buying the product, well, then the company's going to have to reevaluate and figure out why. And you can certainly make your case known to the companies if you wanted to write them an email. But definitely just being aware of this and then looking to compare prices and looking at any of the men's specific products that could work for you to save money is a smart strategy to save. And then looking for, of course, coupons and store sales, looking for generic versions of brands that you like are all different ways that you can save and kind of beat that additional pink tax.
Interesting. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Appreciate talking about this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Andrea Warwick there, the consumer retail expert, and interesting story about the pink tax.